With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. has struck Islamic State terrorist targets inside Nigeria.
The State Department announced in recent weeks that it would restrict visas for Nigerians and their family members involved in mass killings and violence against Christians in the West African country. That move followed the recent designation of Nigeria by the U.S. as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act. Trump says that the U.S. will not allow radical Islamic terrorism to prosper. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukraine's President Zelensky says that he does plan to meet with President Trump in Florida over the weekend.
Zelensky told journalists that the two leaders will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine during Sunday's talks and that the 20-point plan under discussion is about 90% ready. The announced meeting is the latest development in an extensive U.S.-led diplomatic push to end the nearly four-year Russian-Ukraine war, but efforts have run into sharply conflicting demands by Moscow and Kyiv. Zelensky's comments came after he said Thursday that he had a good conversation with U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, Mr. Trump's son-in-law. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Gearing up for the historic New Year's Eve ball drop to celebrate the country's 250th anniversary.
This New Year's Eve in Times Square will offer even more at midnight. It's the combined kickoff to America 250. Rosie Rios is the chair of the organization.
The ball is going to glow red, white, and blue right after the countdown. For the first time ever, there will be a second wave of confetti. It will all end with America the Beautiful.
In celebration of the start of America's 250th anniversary and a year of getting all Americans to participate in the largest year of service.
We are making 2026 the largest year of volunteer hours ever aggregated by our country.
Julie Walker, New York.
And this is SRN News. There's a battle in Japan over gay marriage, and Michael Harrington reports it is starting to get intense.
A Japanese court has ruled that the government does not have to legalize homosexual unions in the last of six cases that are expected to be brought to the Supreme Court for a final and definitive ruling, possibly next year. The Tokyo High Court says marriage under Japanese law is largely expected to be a union between men and women in a decision that reverses a lower court ruling last year. This is also the first loss at high courts for gay activists. Michael Harrington reporting.
While most Christians celebrate Christmas this week on December 25th every year, some Eastern Orthodox traditions will be marking Christmas on January 7th. That's because they follow the ancient Julian calendar, which runs 13 days behind the Gregorian calendar, used by Catholic and Protestant churches, as well as by much of the secular world. This is SRN News. China is imposing sanctions on 20 U.S. defense companies. Correspondent Donna Warder explains why.
Beijing is imposing sanctions on 20 U.S. defense companies and 10 executives after the Trump administration last week announced large-scale arms sales to Taiwan. The companies include Northrop Grumman and Boeing in St. Louis. Their assets in China have been frozen, and Chinese organizations and individuals can no longer deal with them. Last week, the U.S. announced an arms sale package to Taiwan valued at more than $10 billion. It still must be approved by Congress. China claims Taiwan as its own and says it should be under China's control. I'm Donna Warder.
It is a mixed bag on Wall Street near the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been struggling all day, not terribly, but it is off by 34 points right now. The NASDAQ doing better. It's up by just 1 point. More on these stories at srnnews.com.